wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. No way,
Lord.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. When you walked away,
when you walked, it wasn't
right with the Lord. I wasn't right.
You cowards, you thought we were done.
No, you thought they killed us.
You thought that they had punished us permanently. You thought that our goddamn enemies had fucking found us and found a way to punish us. You thought that our dicks were cut off and stuffed in our pussies. You thought that our buttholes were filled and sealed.
You thought that the mainstream media finally had their filthy hands on us.
Yes, you thought that we were flooded with the stream of the main, the sewer main of the media.
Jesus, the pipes.
You thought that they had filled us with shit and poop and piss and that we had died in that river. You thought that there's no way we could scoop ourselves out like lame horses in a war. But we made it out, you fucking cowards. We're back.
It's like finding out that God doesn't exist, but surviving anyways.
It's like finding out that God isn't real, but his penis is. It's like finding out that God is a woman, but she's plugged it.
She's what?
Plugged. You fucking cowards. To find out that we're not dead and buried. Fucking shit.
We probably were hoping that we were dead.
Dead and buried. We were fucking praying that we had died. In the war, in any war, you wish that we had died. You fucking cowards.
Jesus
Christ, H.W. Bush. I think we have to lean back from the mics because they're very sensitive.
Right. Wait, listen. I think...
I'll put the mics back here. Always. Alright,
that's about good.
I think we need to,
These fucking cowards. We have to, first of all, make a list of all the people who were wrong about us. All the people who thought we would die. Starting off, the media.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, actually, we here at the podcast have a glorious announcement to make.
Let's go.
We
hold on. Listeners, before you make this announcement, get as low to the floor as you can. Put your bellies on the floor. Get down. Relax all the muscles in your body. If you have to fart, release it. Because if you hold any gas in, when Pat makes this announcement, it'll tear you apart. It'll rip your fucking balls from your pussy.
Clean off. So we here at the Apocalypse.
Yes. Dude, the mics are so sensitive. The mics are so sensitive right now that it's like, do you know how like God has to whisper to us?
Yes. Otherwise our heads will explode when he speaks to us. That's why? Do you think, Chad? Do you think that's why God speaks to me in weird dreams?
You're gonna kill so many of our listeners. Listen.
So
I've tried to figure out.
Sorry.
God damn it! Like, why the hell? I've tried to figure out like, why is it that all of our levels are too fucking high? And it's like, oh, it's because it would kill our fucking frail listeners.
Speaking of our frail listeners.
Alright, I think I turned down something. I got like some friendly angels to intervene so that our voices wouldn't split people open.
We here... Oh, hang on. I'm going to have to wait for the music to pass the commercial for me to make the announcement. But it's a big one. Folks, listen, I promise. You thought we were gone.
You thought we were dead, you fucking cowards.
And in a way...
You thought that we had died. You thought that our cocks had gotten blown clean off. You rejoiced. You celebrated 2 Christmases without us, you fucking swine. You celebrated Ramadan and Rosh Hashanah.
But we here.
You fucking Jew Muslims. You swine.
We here at the Apocalypse are suing the mainstream media.
Yes. We're gonna plug their stream.
And declaring a jihad against it.
Yes. Death to CNN. Yes. Death to... Mosque NBC. Is that what MSNBC stands for?
Oh, weren't we gonna start ending the episodes with death to Israel, death to America?
Yeah. Death to Palestine. America? First of all, Palestine needs to explode. I've had enough of these
Palestinians.
These pussy ass Palestinians not blowing up. Palestine needs to go. I've had enough. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's a strong hot take there.
You know what I'm saying? From the river to the ocean, leave.
Wow. That's your peace proposal. Yo, you should run. You'll get APAC support.
Yes.
Yo, that'd be such a good scam.
Do you think, like, if I was...
We should run for office as, like, the most pro-Israel candidates ever. You know what I mean? Like, yes.
Do you think if I was...
And then when we get there, we like, death to Israel.
We'd be like, listen, the Holocaust was double what you think it was. That's our campaign. It's 12 million Jews. And then, like, we get elected.
That's the campaign slogan.
And then we get elected. And like, you know more Mexican guys died in the Holocaust than Jews, actually?
You'd unironically win in, like, Iran. If that was your campaign slogan. If you're like,
no, I want to win
the
in
Holocaust
Israel.
Was too small.
I want to win in Israel. I want to be like, listen, my enemy thinks that the Holocaust was pussy bullshit. That's We're back. Jesus, can I address the fucking cowards? The fucking swine?
Yeah.
You fucking coward-ass cucks that have been coming in your mother's sleeve, waiting on the day that we'd be back to yell at you. You thought that as soon as Tom Tenney got banished for his sex crimes, you were safe. What did Tom Tenney get punched for?
Me, man.
What did Tom Tenney do?
He killed the child.
Y'all thought you were safe as soon as Tom Tenney killed that little boy. As soon as
Tom
Tenney
put that murder.
Why not?
It was a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who failed, the boy or Tom?
The spear won.
Damn.
And Tom, I guess, in a way.
I think it's like if God wanted to protect that boy from Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Did I misspeak there? If Tom wanted to protect that boy from Tom would have intervened. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's funny, a thing about Tom in space, you know?
Yeah.
Space Tom.
The thing about the Space Tom continuum is that so many children die there.
Yeah.
You know?
And it just...
You know how many, like, you know how, like, a bunch of boys walk into the Space Tom continuum and they end up fucked and killed?
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's wild how they... You know, Tom Tenney is a professor of, sexual
murder.
Violence.
Murder.
Isn't Tom Tenney a professor at Rutgers of sexual violence?
Something like that, yeah. Something fucked up. No, that's not fair. He's
Why
more
do they
of a
give
fascist
him tenure?
Than a pervert. What?
How do you earn tenure? He's like a professor of sexual violence.
Yeah, we should play the Tom tapes.
Oh, the Tom tapes.
Yeah, when he is like Radio Free Brooklyn is like my child.
Wait, play the Tom tapes, but let's...
I don't have them. They're somewhere.
Find them, dude. Find the Tom tapes. Do you know him? How did you play the Tom tapes back in the
back in the day on a different phone. They're somewhere.
Do you want to recreate the Tom tapes?
Like the Tom script?
Yeah. Do you want to be Tom and I'll be the woman he's yelling at?
JoJo? memories.
Why was that recording? Oh, for listeners who don't know, Tom Tenney is a...
the God King.
He's the God King. Tom Tenney probably... he can't be killed. He also can't come. Unless it's in a boy. Tom Tenney. Tom Tenney can't come unless it's in like a pet.
Ew. That's why he has so many cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did I tell you about how like I tried to help Tom nurse his dying cat back to help?
And then he was like, he tried to convince you, he was like, you have to come in its mouth a little bit. And you're like, yeah, I don't want to.
No, I just helped him intubate the poor little bastard. And then it died anyways, and then Tom was mean to me afterwards.
Yeah. Well, the question then remains, like, how hard did you pray?
True. That is always the question. Speaking of which.
When Tom Tenney's cat was dying, did you shit?
When you were on the moon. bro.
Dude, I wish... can you imagine if, like, the Spanish Inquisition was that dumb? It's like, when you were reading the Bible, did you shit?
I don't want
listen,
to...
when you thought God... they cut out all the
parts...
did you shit?
They cut out all the parts where they shat.
Yeah.
And Jesus wiped clean 3 times in a row.
You know how they say, like, and Jesus wept?
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, and Jesus wiped.
Yeah, clean.
Clean.
He seems like the kind of, like, he would have been a filthy peasant, but his poop would have been pristine, you know?
Yeah, his cum would have been clear.
Oh, can you imagine that?
He would have had clear cum.
Clear? I don't think so. I think it would be, like, very thick and ropey.
No, Jesus would have had no...
He never ejaculated.
You know what? I'm adjusting levels. I'm thinking about, like, how come every podcast has, like, some dumb cuck doing the levels?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's hard for me to do it.
No, it was always easy for me to do the levels when I had a proper setup.
Oh, you had a board. You had the cruel board until the board turned against
you.
That
is ironic, yeah.
That the board wished death upon you.
That's true. Fascinating.
Do you remember, where were you the day that the board turned against you?
They really nailed me.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
The damn board.
Yeah.
Dude, now that I'm back in New Jack City,
mm-hmm.
I have to say something about this town, which is... the women used to look better. also the boys. Sorry. No, the boys used to look worse. The cats as well. I'm trying to get the levels. I'm not trying to make a point. The thing about this city is... I will say this. The trains work now.
They do, yeah.
They didn't used to work.
Yeah. Also, I think it's easier to urinate now.
Did I tell you that a fucking craven New Jersey police officer caught me pissing in their train?
in their Jersey train.
She was like, I knew what you were doing. I was coming back from a mic in South Jersey to Philly, and I was like, where am I gonna piss? And so I went into the PATCO, which is... do you know what PATCO stands for?
No, what is it?
It stands for... pain. PATCO. Pain. Asshole transference.
So were you were captured by the special investigator, right?
Yeah.
The one that's in charge of it? The
yes.
one with the mustache?
No, it was a lady. She didn't have a mustache. But I was on the PATCO. It was the pain alternation traversal... cuckoldry opening con. That's what Pat Crow said. Wait, no, I had a C. The pain opening.
Mm.
New Jersey has a system of tunnels that run on pain.
It's true. And boredom.
Right, so I was coming back from New Jersey with my bike, and I had to piss, and so I saw a subway entrance, and I was like, this is where. People pissed, and I went down there and I pissed, and like a very hot lady policewoman was like, I saw what you did.
And she was like, good boy.
She was like, I ought to. Like, I ought to.
She was like, did you make pee-pees for mama?
She was like, you're the ass boy.
You're the boy.
What?
Were you having an old wass?
She was like, I want to suck you for what you've done.
That's the only way they punish you for urinating public is by spanking you.
I was like, man, don't sit. No, suck me. I was like, don't.
It's uncivilized.
Yeah. I was like, man, please.
Don't
suck
me.
Please don't bust me.
I'm sorry, Dad, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, she released me.
Okay, good. Is that a double entendre?
No. Wouldn't it be sick if she jacked me off?
It would make sense.
She's like, you can't go to Philadelphia this hot.
Boy.
Yeah, you there?
You. Park boy.
You there, boy. Where did you come upon all this seed? You know how cops are always hassling you if you're, like, fucking stocked full of seed?
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, heavy with it, and like, where'd you get that seed? You know?
Yeah, I think that the
police, the thing about them is they love seed.
It's true. I like the character of the inspector.
Yeah.
That prevents people from urinating, you know?
He's like, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. I know what you were doing, boy.
Did you release your stream, boy? Boy.
That's quite a powerful stream you have there, boy.
Boy.
Too bad it's illegal.
Dude, this lady, she was like, did you know you are in New Jersey? Do you know what happens to boys who release in New Jersey?
Was she more like, yo, do you know you're in New Jersey?
She's like, this fucking guy. Yo, you fucking cocksucker, you. Now she's like, boy, do you know you are in New Jersey?
No. We're not allowed to urinate here on the streets.
Boy, if you release your stream... Yeah, I had to apologize to New Jersey.
Like, did they make you, like, bow down and, like, kiss your feet?
You know, I was close to the Ben Franklin Bridge, they were like, bow. You know how in New Jersey they worship bridges?
Yes, of course.
Like, every time New Jersey has a bridge god.
Yeah.
Every time in New Jersey has a bridge god.
Anytime somebody crosses back in New Jersey from New York, they're like, tell us about the bridge!
Did you apologize to the bridge?
Perhaps this will allow us in one day.
You there, boy. Hey, when you crossed the bridge, did it allow you to come?
When you were on the bridge, boy, did you shit?
Yeah. You know in New Jersey, like, if you shit while traversing a bridge, like, on a bus or a train, it's like good luck. And they're like, this is
it. True, yeah.
If you shit or piss on a bridge, you're like, hey, yo, boy, will be the prince. Like, you know? Like,
yeah. That's how power is adjudicated in Jersey.
Yeah. Adjudicated is another word for keeping it from the Jews. Get out of here. You know?
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut.
You know how in New Jersey they adjudicate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the Jews don't come out on top.
That is kind of true, though, institutionally in Jersey. There has been kind of like, people are like, whoa, we don't want to hire Jews.
That's why, well, not for nothing. I don't want to besmirch Jessica de Blasio.
Yeah.
Not his real last name.
Really? Yeah. Really, what is it?
I think it's real, man.
It's the Blasio's name? He was a powerful mayor, though, I will give him that.
He did, well, in terms of mayors, de Blasio killed a lot more people than...
Yeah, true.
This pussy bitch Eric the Garden?
Yeah.
Erica Garden?
Yeah.
Was he like some dumb...
What is he, like a plant or something? You know
what I mean? You guys hired some dumb farmer?
There are people that accuse him of being a police plant. And
right.
With a name like that.
Because of how many flowers he gives the police.
Yeah.
Like, are you a police plant?
Yeah, exactly. Hmm.
Do you remember how when de Blasio was president, the police saw him and they...
And they, like, spat. They're like...
No, they, like, yes. They spat at him and they came in the opposite direction. They left
They're like, now everyone turn your vaccine jack off.
You there, police? You there, detective? Release your load.
Right, detectives, this is the moment we've been waiting for.
But de Blasio was just oblivious. He was like... What am I supposed to be looking at here?
It's weird how... You know what is very strange is after de Blasio stopped being mayor, they burned him to death.
Yeah, that is true. That was...
You know, you never see the guy.
Yeah, it was on the ballot, you know?
Yeah.
I was against it.
Burn him! They were like, no, drown him, you cowards.
It was part of refurbishing the schools. They were like, refurbish the schools and burn a guy to death? or don't.
If refurbish the schools you wish, serve de Blasio on an ashen dish.
Aha!
Damn. It's wild how, like, you know how it's so racist? How, like, school funding is tied to, like, how many mayors you burn to death?
Yeah.
It's like, what's it matter what neighborhood
there's
it is?
There's only so many of them, you know? And also, that's not fair.
Eric Adams is gonna get burned to death in Chinatown.
Yeah?
Yep. They're gonna sacrifice him, dude.
Yeah, but it is gonna be some Street Fighter shit.
I will say, like, if every neighborhood had to put a champion up to fight Bill Jessica de Blasio.
Yeah. Oh, it just been cute. Yeah. Oh, she's realized that we're paying attention to her, so she stopped.
Being cute. Listeners will note that a small dog was coming.
A small dog was rolling around on her back. She's very cute. Oh, good dog. Yes, viewers will note. Oh, the dog is flipping over.
Hold on, put a microphone next to this dog blasting. New York City, wake up. Is this the sound of a dog coming?
What? It's not.
How do you know?
It's not. Sound of a dog.
Do you know?
Rolling on her back and being cute.
You're funny, then. Alright, this is Ingo. Now, how did Ingo escape punishment? How did Ingo not get put to death?
I don't know. I'm a miracle.
Hold on. You were moving from the mic.
Oh, that was Ingo playing guitar. Good girl.
Hold on, turn it down. What are our topics? You discussed how Eric Adams is
I don't know, that wasn't really going anywhere. I think we should help him how he's like a Eric Gardner or something.
Eric Gardner? Is that a cop?
No, or he's the guy that was killed.
By cops?
Yeah, that was the guy that was killed by cops. But who's the
mayor?
Eric, who's the mayor?
Adams.
Eric Adams, yeah.
Eric John Quincy Adams. Now the thing you gotta know about him in New York, wake the fuck up, he's a fucking ghost. He died. He died fighting against New York City. He was like, how dare you? You're gonna plant shit in this fucking city, you cuck-ass bitch. And then he was killed by enemies of the city and buried underneath.
Seriously though, it is on. This is like letting fucking behemoth street fighters... Like de Blasio set off a trend. Like
But de Blasio was immediately killed by his enemies.
No, but can you imagine... De Blasio really having a punch out with someone, like fighting Ed Koch or like the other mayors in New York?
Ed Koch is dead.
Is he dead? No, then he'd be easy to fight. I would volunteer to fight him.
He was mayor in the 80s. I think he's probably dead.
Yo, I'm going to volunteer to fight Ed Koch.
I'll take any conch. I'll take, you know, like...
You're going to fight his kids?
Yeah, de Blasio's kids are going to take over the city, and they're going to...
No, de Blasio's a goon, and I wouldn't fight a goon.
He's not a true goon.
Yes, he is.
No.
He's a monstrous goon, yeah.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's a big old boy.
He's a behemoth, yeah. He's like, you know, a villain in Batman. Go ahead.
The thing that people who aren't from New York don't realize about Bill de Blasio is that he's 18 feet tall.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
The thing that they don't understand about de Blasio is that, like, when he speaks to you, you're drenched.
Yeah.
In, like, his sweat and spit.
Yeah. Just...
The thing that that people who aren't from New York don't realize about Bill de Blasio is that when he opens his mouth, you're like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he opens his mouth and you see all his teeth. Bill de Blasio has twice as many teeth as a dog, for instance.
Five times as many.
Bill de Blasio has like 75 teeth.
Crazy.
His kids.
Yeah.
Toothy children. Can we talk about how JDR was killed?
Yeah.
Turn down your...
Those JDR's monkeys.
JDR's violent, please.
Those monkies.
You know, like,
really had their way with him.
Wait, turn down your thing, because it's overpowering your mic. Guys.
Those monkeys were...
ApocalCast, listen. I know some of you coward fucks have been like, where is JBR? Where is Johnny B-Roll? Where is this boy that sounds...
God forgotten about us?
Yeah. JBR isn't back. Is the Bible over? Is it the end of it? Here's what I gotta tell you about Johnny B-Roll. Alright? He left us. Right?
Yeah.
Johnny B-Roll rolled up his enormous penis and his balls. You know they call him Roll, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of a... It's like a pink carpet.
Also, it's how he rolls, you know?
Yeah, JBR never bought like a subway ticket.
No, he just showed it.
Yeah.
At the gate, and they're like, oh, come in, sir. You know, that's how we paid
for. But like, when did you know... Well, I'll ask you this, Pat. When did you know like it was time to cut ties with JBR? Like, when was, like, enough?
When he betrayed the cast.
Yeah. He turned against it.
Mm-hmm. He let pettiness...
Was he getting... Was he getting pussy, at least? Or was he just... Was he falling in love with a woman, at least? For her personality?
No, he just was spiteful and decided to betray the ApocalCast.
You're telling me he wasn't at all entranced by a lady's personality?
No, definitely not.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Johnny B-Roll betrayed the podcast in unspeakable ways.
Yeah.
He was exiled.
Yeah.
And then also he tried to conspire against the cast behind the scenes.
Yeah. Do you think that JBR expected to be killed?
No. But those monkeys were horny as fuck that day.
You know how, like, JBR tempts fate? Like, he's always going around. He's asking monkeys, like, please... He's like, make my day, you fucking chimps.
Yeah, I'll bet you couldn't all fuck me to death. Even if you teamed
up. You know how, like, JBR goes to the zoo and he's like, y'all couldn't rip my dick from my body, you pussies?
Yeah.
He goes up to the monkeys.
He, like,
he's like, you cock fucking monkeys? He's like, I'll fuck your monkey wives. You know how I'll do it? With Chex Mix. JBR is...
He's like the bad guys in Braveheart. But at the zoo...
He's like, I donate to the zoo. Damn. Yeah.
You know, also Graham.
Yeah. The thing about Graham is, like, no monkey would let him fuck. He's so ugly. I know, but he looks like... You know what Graham looks like?
Graham
he looks like a fucking gumdrop. For a goon, Bob, bitch.
Yeah, for a goon, he's handsome for a goon.
He looks like
he's a goon, though.
He's a goon. Yeah. A guy like Graham can't exist in the real world because his head is too sharp. You know? Like, imagine Graham putting...
His head is quite large, too.
Right. Imagine him putting on a t-shirt. Mm. Right? Imagine a guy with that shaped head voting.
So Graham was killed. Or was he?
Well, he was worse than killed. He was entombed in a central Jersey bar.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the dead center of the...
Just sentence.
You know how, like, no one from New Jersey goes to heaven?
Goes where?
To heaven.
Mm. Yeah, everyone from Jersey goes to hell. Just an entire... I mean, there are a lot of pieces of shit in Jersey.
It is far from heaven.
Well, I disagree, Dad. I think New Jersey is fantastic, actually.
What do you like about it?
New Jersey is great.
What do you like about it? All the sex crime you get away with?
No, it's fucking... It's Jersey, man.
All the boys?
Jersey's awesome. It's crazy.
What do you like about it? Is it all the boys that are like, I'm not gay, I just got banged by a dude?
No, Jersey is, it's good. Yeah.
You like all the rivers and streams.
Yeah. It's green and it's right next to the big ass city. It's like great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you go down there and it's like you don't have a name. It's like, who knows this guy?
It's not like.
And then you're like, oh, I coach basketball in the next town over, and they don't know any better.
It's an unusual place though, because there's not a lot of places that are like very suburban like Jersey.
Can I ask you this? So you were in the Civil Air Patrol in New Jersey,
yeah.
And you failed to kill a single 9/11 attacker.
It's true. That's a good point. Yeah. That's on me.
Right?
Yep.
20 years of war.
Because of the New Jersey Civil Air Patrol's incompetence. That's a good point, Chad. Damn, I was right there.
I'm not even joking. Y'all had one fucking thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good point. Damn, is that a good point, Chad? Fuck. I'm sorry. That's just another thing that I'm guilty for.
Yeah. So you guys saw Al-Qaeda fucking us to death, and you're like, well...
I was like...
You're like, they better not...
Lives!
Wait, introduce...
Hold on. Unusual radar signature.
Introduce the listeners to the Civil Air Patrol. Explain what it is.
It's like a collection of bullies. We've been bad.
But, what? Yeah. It's a collection of bullies who've been bad?
Yes. It's like a lot of delinquents. Put
it
in there.
Let's... These delinquent boys!
Teach them to fly airplanes!
Let's put them in the sky! These boys!
Yeah, they've done too much damage on the ground! let's put them in the sky!
These gay boys! These boys! Right? Is that what Chris Christie's dad was like? These gay boys! let's put them in the sky!
He was a very sane man. You know, that'd be a great solution to a lot of problems. You know, what do you plan on doing with violent criminals?
Let's put them in the sky! These boys!
Into the sky you go! Actually, yo, real talk, we have balloons.
Are you sure it wasn't, dude? Did they tell you? Damn. You know, if this was like a 90s movie, you would flash back to Civil Air Patrol, and then like the letters would rearrange to Civil Air Prison. To the Civil Air Detention Facility, where they kept bad boys in the sky.
To the sky with you, Timmy! it was such cruel punishment. But for real, it was cool.
When you were in the Civil Air Patrol,
mm-hmm.
Did you shit?
Yeah.
Where?
In my house.
Oh. You never shit in, like, the sky?
No. Well, I have shit in the sky, yeah.
Yeah, but during your time at the Civil Air Patrol.
Not in Civil Air Patrol aircraft, but yeah.
Was there anyone in a Civil Air Patrol aircraft who was like, I need to come.
I'm sure. Cool. Well, that would be pretty intense. I think that would be fun, actually.
Okay.
Can you imagine if you were up in the Civil Air Patrol, and then 9/11 happened, and they were like, crash?
I think I was. No,
you coward. Yeah, you land. You would have landed immediately. Let's explore this.
Yeah,
all right, if you're...
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, you're like, you wouldn't have gone against that airliner.
You what, you fucking pussy? Yes, you could have crashed into the windshield.
You're right. I fucked up. I'm sorry. New York, New Jersey, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Did the president ask you for help?
No, they were mad at me because I stopped working off. And then 9/11 happened.
Can you imagine if, like, you would have kept jacking off and, like, 9/11 happened and they were like, Pat, we know you're just a boy.
But we need you to fly this plane.
We need you to fly a plane into a plane. And you're like, a plane into a what? And they're like, it's gonna make more sense in 15 years, but you'll be dead by then.
They're like, trust us, boy! Are you loyal to the Civil Air Patrol or not?
Do you remember when the commissar of the Civil Air Patrol raised you on the intercom? Remember when he aroused you? Do you remember when the commissar of the Civil Air Patrol on 9/11 aroused you on the comms?
And he was like, comrade.
Comrade. He was like, comrade.
Got him. Got him, yo. Got him. Yeah.
Right?
So listen. I think now that we've discussed 9/11 a little bit, I think we need to...
You know it's like 9:14, by the way. It's like 3 days.
Jesus. Oh, I thought you meant the time.
No, it's way later. I don't... Okay.
Well, speaking of 9/11, we have some exclusive
audio from our friend Anthony's podcast.
Oh, yeah, Tony?
Hmm?
Tony.
Tony?
You mean Tony from Brooklyn.
Oh, Tony from Brooklyn, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Fauci, Gates, and Soros podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Billy Gates.
I'm your host, Anthony Fauci, and this is my co-host, William Gates.
Hi, I'm Billy Gates. I'm the co-host of this podcast, and I got just as big a dick as the other guys. Hi, I'm Billy Gates. I'm in Microsoft. I want to put a vaccine in your penis. I want to blow it up with vaccine.
Hi, I'm George Soros, the wealthy financier. I'm secretly controlling the governments in the world with money.
Hi, listen, I'd like some of your money to pump these boys' dicks full of poison. Hi, I'm Billy Gates. I lost my dick in a war no one's heard of.
Hey, I'm Anthony Fauci.
Whoa, this fucking guy.
I would also like for vaccines to be pumped into your penises.
I'm George Soros. I agree as well. I think that your penises should be full of vaccine.
Yeah, you know me, I'm Billy Gates. I think if you're not getting pussy, they should just blow your penis up and burn it. And if you're not using it, or whatever, not because I don't get pussy, or whatever, but...
Hey, Billy. It's me, Tony. Listen.
Hey, Tone. What's up?
Not much.
Hey, how's your sister doing?
Hey, my sister's doing good. Actually, speaking of which, we gotta take a call. Hang on.
Bring, bring.
Hello? This is the Soros, Gates, and Fauci podcast.
Tony, you red fuck motherfucker!
Oh!
You cocksucker, you!
It's my sister, Tanya.
Tanya,
how you feeling? Listen, Tanya, I wanted to ask somebody, and I might as well be you. What do you feel about this new potential monkeypox outbreak?
Tanya, red fuck cocksucker, you! These fucking monkey cocksuckers! These monkey butts! I think you need more vaccine! I think you need masks! Tone!
Yeah, I agree. I think
Tone! Trust me, I think you need masks.
Tanya.
Tone, I think you need condoms, but they're just for butts.
Tanya, I think you're onto a good point. I think that we've been disrespecting the power of the masks lately. And that we've made them angry.
Tone, I think the way you disrespect the mask is really disrespectful. F- Fuck you for what you said to the mask. Listen, Tone. Not for nothing you and I grew up in the neighborhood. Did these goddamn fucking monkeys... Do these damn monkeys think they're better than us, Tongue? Come on.
I don't think so. Hey, Tanya,
baby sister. Listen, I don't think they should vote, first of all.
Do you remember when there was the bird flu outbreak?
Yeah, Tongue, I remember. When there was the pigeon sickness, the pigeon flu.
Hey, Billy, do you remember the bird flu outbreak? There's some people that suspected you might have had a role in that.
I fucked a couple birds, you know, but I like, I fucking, hey guys, I'm Billy Gates.
So listen.
Hey, listen, I'm Billy Gates. I didn't die 15 years ago, and I'm not, I'm not maintained by a sex robot.
So listen, Tanya, remember the bird flu outbreak?
Yeah, Tony, you cocksucker.
Remember the bird flu outbreak?
Yeah, Tone, you love me, brother Tone!
Well, during the bird flu outbreak, everybody was panicking and saying, oh shit, are we gonna get like this fucking flu from birds and shit?
Yeah, and the Jews and them.
Yeah, it was fucked up. So...
And you know how everyone thought they was gonna get sick off the Spanish?
And everybody was in a foul mood, predicting doom because of the bird flu. So I walked right in there into the president's office and I told him, listen.
You cocksucker, you piece of shit.
No, I was respectful, Tanya. I was always respectful with the president. And I walked in and I said, listen. This bird flu.
What of it?
What, who the fuck do these birds think they are? Do they think they're better than we are?
Do they think they're better than us?
I don't think so. And so the president was like, that's the attitude that I like. And things were fine.
Yeah.
You know? And the problem with the coronavirus...
Tone, you think this cuck-ass Obama... Sorry. You think this cuck-ass Biden is the true son of Obama?
Listen, the problem with COVID was that when bird flu happened, we knew that there was an animal entity that embodied it, right? So all we had to do is go out and, like, kill a bunch of birds.
We had to fuck a bunch of birds, Tone.
We had to crucify a bunch of birds.
We had to nail them to walls and bridges.
Yeah. Bird flu is fucked up, yo.
Yeah. I remember during the bird flu, how the whole neighborhood smelled of birds nailed to wood. And how the bird blood mixed with the wood.
I am George Soros, and I remember when I was a boy. No, sorry, I remember when I was a wealthy financier during the bird flu.
Yeah.
And I sent out my goons to go collect all the birds of boys out in the neighborhood. And I said, remember that when you break the bird's neck, to spit on the floor in front of the boy.
Yeah, I remember these boys splitting open birds and spitting in their pussies for no reason. And their dicks did never get hard, Tom. The dicks stayed soft. And I was like, you boys know about the virus?
I'm George Soros, listen, Billy Gates, what do you think about the virus lately? Do you think that it satisfied the urge in you?
Hi there, I'm Billy Gates. I think this virus is gayer than I am. And I can't even... Somehow the virus now is not that bad.
Well, Bill Gates, insightful as always. Listen.
Listen, I don't. If this virus doesn't make you do cool stuff like fall in love with a boy, then like, what's the if like it just makes you sick?
Listen, speaking of sick, what do we think about this monkeypox?
I'm trying to fall in love with a boy monkey, like a gentleman, like a grown.
To get the immunity.
No, just to have a cute baby.
Oh, like a chimera.
The thing is, Billy Gates...
Wait, am I Billy Gates?
I don't know.
The thing is, Tony, I'm trying to have an inhuman...
The thing is, Tony, you mean?
Tone, I'm trying to have an inhuman... monkey-human chimera that shits in the house but has none of our manners. I'm trying to have it inhuman.
Well, listen.
Italian monkey chimera that throws souls everywhere.
baby sister.
You know how that cuck ass bite and took sauce out of them? Senses.
Yeah. It was brutal, man.
He made us all Arabs, Tom. It's kind of true.
It is true. It was like the Reconquista.
Tom, you know how these cocksuckers made us Arabs? We're not even that here. We still fuck up our wives just as much.
Great.
Contribute to the cast, dude. I'm playing like many races.
No, you're doing great, man.
I'm playing
Arabs.
Listen,
baby sister.
Whoa.
Baby sister.
This fucking guy.
Hey. You know, I was thinking recently.
Yeah? Yeah!
This monkeypox.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to just like...
We think about our auntie monkeypox.
You know, I think I'm probably going to start wearing a mask again.
Yeah. Listen, Tony, you're my baby brother. But if you start being a sheep again, I'm going to have to fuck you to death.
Listen, Tanya. I understand that...
If you start wearing a mask again, I'm going to have to split you open with a big old dick.
Listen, Tanya.
If you start wearing a mask again, I'm going to have to fucking spit in your butthole.
Tanya, I appreciate your threats.
Listen,
I really do.
I got a few more. If you start fucking wearing a mask again, I'm going to have to start jacking off at night. I'm going to have to start blasting whatever you eat out of.
Now, listen, Tanya. You know that jacking off makes God very angry.
Yeah, what of it? This fucking cocksucking guy.
You can't be making God angry, Tanya. Alright?
What are you gay for?
Come on. We have to address this. What are you gay for, God?
Wow. Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, you're my baby brother. You gotta tell me if you're gay for fucking God.
I think I might be, Tanya. I think
Tanya,
I might be.
To, like, if Jesus come through with his thick dick.
Listen, I think that's the final test.
Yeah. If, like, Jesus came through and he was like, yo, could you fuck me, kid?
He's like, hey kid, walk really quickly while that was looking.
Oh yeah, if Jesus kept doing this, like, hey little boy, could you plug me?
It's like, yo, it's like the final test of the Vatican.
Yeah. Every pope has to Yeah, this is like a Vatican test.
You know, when they have like 1,000 altar boys.
Yeah, yeah. You know how a bunch of the altar boys they have to kill.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Before the smoke?
They have 1,000 altar boys.
Turn down that dog shit. No, don't move. Put it on an acoustic. Turn it down.
They have it. They have 1,000 altar boys in little robes, you know? Right. Oh, wait. Hang on. Do we want to do local news from Judea?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Read the meme I sent you.
I can't. I'm holding my mic.
Read it,
all right.
The music is perfect.
You there, boy? Did you see this fucking?
Good voice. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And then elaborate.
You didn't send me shit.
Yes, I did. About
where?
Jesus.
Where? No, I didn't.
Yes,
no.
I did. I absolutely sent it to you. It's about oiled boys.
Nope.
I absolutely sent it to you.
You might have blasted to the thought of it.
No, I sent it to you, you bastard. I absolutely sent it to you.
Damn. This is like, what a time to bring up, like, how gay...
Stop.
Just the boys that we seduce onto this cast. Like, these fucking the boys.
Right here.
All right, my phone shook.
Okay.
You just loved the last message that I sent, which is...
News report.
Did you sent me something very gay? Just hand me your phone.
No, because it's running.
It's fine. I'm holding a microphone.
I'll just resend it. No, because it won't be able to play the music at the same time, Jeff.
All right, y'all listening to the Apocalypse? Fucking. Yeah, all right. All right.
Okay, here you go.
You there, boy?
News dispatch.
The news.
The news.
You there, boys of Jerusalem and Judea? Fuck. You there, boys?
Yes. I'm probably the Son of God. Shouteth the self-described Messiah in his barbarian tongue. I've been affixed to wood, boy. What the fuck is that?
It's construction on the past. Don't worry. Paint no mind. Christ. Oh, wait, no. You're the town crier. Start over.
You there, boy. Who are you tapping upon the rails, you cock bitch?
Ask him. Dude, please. Ask this boy. Okay, there's...
Those are you fucking cuck asses.
Here you go,
yeah. Cuck-ass, there's some dogs. Cuck-ass rail worker union Dominican. Tapping away.
Not unlike,
Christ.
Who's that gay dude from, I'm gay. Who's that gay? Oh, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. He's definitely straight.
Rome, rejoice. Another false prophet has been cleansed.
No, it's the news. Just start over. It's the news.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is the new Roman times.
Yeah.
All right. Turn down that dog shit. Turn down that dog shit.
Alright, now go ahead.
Turn it down more.
Okay, go.
Turn it down further. The new Roman time. Jerusalem. What? Locus the Savior, crucified. I'm probably the Son of God. Shouted the self-described Messiah in his barbarian tongue after being affixed. After being stuck to the wood. Rome! Rome! Rejoice, another false prophet has been cleansed by the long... By the thick. By the thick reach. By the thick scourge. Of the empire chanted local governor Pontius Pilates. Young Dominican boy. While strong boys shake. You're that coward. What is your definition of strong? Is it shaved? Is it oiled? Is it glistening? Beat terrible drums, you coward. They arrive.
Wow, that was chilling. Chilling news report from the crucifixion of Jesus.
Are you there? You know, like, if
like
you were...
News, I like this journalism style. You there, boy?
You there, alive now after the splitting open of Christ. Can you imagine? Real talk. Let's pause the cast for a second. Can you imagine being alive after Christ was like, I'm right?
Oh, how awesome that would have been, but you wouldn't have followed.
No, but you would have been like, wrong. You would have not. Be like, what? I can't. Like, you would have been.
You would have been like, yeah, Jesus, you go.
I don't think you would have been a follower, dude. I think you would have been. Ready for getting split open. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I would have been like, he's disrespecting our religion. Let's kill him.
Yeah, dude. The things he said about Jupiter.
Yeah, that's the unspoken hero of the Bible. You know, it's like the snitch. Yeah. He was like, they were saying mean stuff about the emperor.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hi. I'm Christian, but the things they've been saying are bad. And Christ should boil them.
I feel like, yeah, dude, if you were alive, you'd have, like...
And we should have a king and a queen.
I think Christ should be alive, and we should have a king and a queen.
Hey, what?
And, like, whoever dies and gets to come is up to them.
Yeah. What kind of system of government should we have, sir?
I think we should have kings.
Really?
Yeah. Wait a second. Chill out.
We haven't done our tribute yet. We'll get into it, though.
Bet. Hold on, chill out. Before we get into this dumbass shit, do your man on the street thing that you do for your day job, where you ask people what side kind of monarch they want. Right? Where you work for, like, NBC.
Right?
And you go out on the street and you're like, what sort of king would you like, sir?
Right. Ask people what system of government.
Right. You know how, like, that's a funny... That's a skit.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then you ask him. I'm not going to hand you the mic. You just yell at
him. Hi. What system of government do you think we should have, random passerby?
Oh, I think crowns!
What do you mean by crowns?
Oh, I think a king and a queen and a boy prince.
Oh, interesting. And who would legislate?
Oh, I think the queen should kill all the boys. And I think the prince should be there to have the biggest dick. And I think a prince and the king and a queen. And I think everyone is wrong.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
Are you sure you're wrong just for, like, from this one guy?
Yeah.
Question.
But don't you think that sometimes the king and queen can make mistakes? Do you think that everybody should love their queen?
Me, what was my question again?
Oh, it was, don't you think a free society has a right to
free?
What?
I can't hear anything you're saying. A free society? Like, for the peasants?
Yeah, like, you know, all the people can vote and decide what they want.
And the dogs! So I assume dogs can choose who is king.
Well, there wouldn't be
and
a king.
Lizards!
There wouldn't be a king.
And stoat. Oh, so who would be king?
There would be no king.
Some stretched out pussy. The very thought thickens. Repeat your proposition, you there.
Couldn't people lawfully depose a king if they didn't want them anymore?
Lawfully? What did you say there, boy?
Couldn't people lawfully depose their king?
What? Lawfully?
Does everybody have to be nice to their queen?
But listen, boy, do you not agree that after a queen is dead, you should burn yourself in her pussy? If a queen... Yeah, alright. Let me... For a proposition. Say your queen dies.
Yeah.
Say this. Say your queen dies. Right? Say your queen...
Speaking of which...
Say your queen.
The queen's funeral was crazy. I didn't know that they had to kill all those altar boys. The same ones that were in the Vatican.
Wait, play... Can you play that tape from, like, you were a boy at the service?
Which service?
Of the death. Oh, right, yeah. Alright, we got exclusive dog footage of when this fucking bitch... We got audio of when this damn queen got killed. When she got ran through by fucking farmers.
Jesus. Hey, monarchist, how did you feel about that?
Hi! Listen, I think that the crown is good. And I think I can fit my balls and face in it.
Wow. Balls and face
in it. Hey. Something about the queen getting killed by her, They prostrate you, enemies of the queen. You there, boy? Did all those boys really need to get stuffed to death?
You know, one thing that's good? I'll check the other thing that I sent you.
Do you remember when the queen decided that no one who'd heard her voice should be alive? Remember when the queen was like, they should... All of them! Right?
What?
Do you remember when the queen decided that anyone who'd heard her voice should be dead?
Oh, yeah.
She was like, all of them! Oh, when... I know. I feel like the queen... The thing about the queen is she ordered me to kill myself the moment she died. And it's been 16 hours. I rode a train. Alive.
Jesus.
You know, the queen is like empty of shit at this moment. She's been dead for a minute. This bitch... Can you imagine this dumb bitch, the queen, dude? Like, she sides with the Nazis 100 times out of 100.
She what?
She sided with the Nazis every time, every chance she got. She's like, they have Nazis. A point.
She's like, I think these Nazis are right.
Right? You say we look at the cooks.
No, to her credit, she never did that. Listen, you know what's really cool about the podcast lately?
Huh.
Is that we have, like, reinforced armor.
Right.
You know? So there have been none squid attacks, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, there have been so many fucking goddamn cowardice fucking squid cocksucker bullshit attacks. You know how many fucking cowards?
You know how many squid hours went into that attack?
Listen, you know how many dumbass fucking stupid bitch squid... You know how many dumbass squid were like, alright, we're gonna come back. We're gonna claim the ocean. You didn't think about lakes, you fucking dumb squid. Let them have it, dude.
Goddamn ads. Wait.
These dumbass fucking bullshit fucking squid.
We got the free plan on our sonar, so it comes with ads.
Alright, well, let's hear what these squid are trying to sell to us. Yeah. I've been adjusting the audio levels a lot.
Isn't it? It's pretty crazy that we record this podcast in like a squid infested
a chamber,
dark ocean. You know,
a goddamn. It's like it's weird that we record this in a pig's pen.
In a submarine.
It's like, all right, we have to keep the pigs in a smaller room than the people. Otherwise, they'll start mixing.
Yeah, and they'll start developing language.
And they'll start making terrifying swine human type. Mira.
Alright, well.
Pat, do you remember like when you were a boy? I think we have to kill time, dude. We know. This isn't the full cast.
When I was a boy, yeah.
I thought you were trying to kill it.
No.
I think we can, dude. We don't have enough cast.
Yes, we have plenty. Continue.
I don't think we do.
We're doing a full cast. We're only getting started, my friend.
I thought you were about to end it.
No. Right, we're just checking the sonar, man. It's foreshadowing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The fucking...
Don't worry, I'm not about to end it. Don't worry,
the goddamn shadows.
Shadows are sick.
What are you sick, okay? You bitch? Alright, I think we've only been casting for 52 minutes.
That's nothing. No, we continue. But listen, let's just check the sonar, right?
Right.
You know?
God. You know the thing about... you know the thing I wish about the sonar? Do you know the thing I wish the sonar would stop doing?
What?
Is I wish it would stop picking up my dick and slamming it into the floor.
You know how the sonar
does that? You know how the sonar just picks up your cock and...
You know what I think is cool?
Slams it!
You know what's cool about the submarine?
Yeah.
Is that we're safe from any further outbreaks. Like, if there's an outbreak of monkeypox...
Right.
Or whatever, we're right. Fine, because we don't have any monkeys.
Well...
Right? And we're better than that. All we have on the submarine, really, is some livestock.
Right. Not monkeys. We're talking sheep.
Yeah.
Right?
And some pigs.
Pigs.
Yeah.
You know, remember the original name for this vessel?
What?
USS...
Yeah. SS Kunzir.
The USS Pig Sheep.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because all we carried is pig sheep. And then people were like, yo, could I get on this? Are you pig?
Yeah, are you sheep?
Right.
So, speaking of sheep.
Right.
Should we start wearing masks again in case we have a small risk of like a outbreak of a new disease on our vessel?
Well, okay. My position is if you're not being careful enough, you're a fucking bitch ass. And I think we should... Well, I think we should put our dicks in a...
Listen, I don't want to be a sheep, you know? I don't
is that sheep. Bad? Oh, well.
I think you shouldn't be a sheep. Either. I don't think we're going to wear masks, you know? Like, I know that Tony Fauci on his radio program was saying...
Well, the thing is, I would wear a mask, but it's like, it's the thing, I would wear a mask, but it's the size of my dick and balls. Mm-hmm. Right? If I tried to, it would...
Stop.
No,
turn off. Our sonar is bugged. Listen.
I hate how Biden sends all these bugs.
I think that we're prepared against monkeypox. You know? Like, if there's an issue...
Whoa, what is that? Whoa, what is that?
Oh, fuck, guys. That's the monkey alarm.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
No, dude. Tell me you have some redundancies for the monkey alarm to shut it off.
No, there's no way. Oh boy.
Tell me you have a way for the monkey alarm to discern between friend and foe.
Do we have enough masks on board?
I hope not, dude. I hope one of these monkeys rips my dick off and I die. I hope one of these damn monkeys rips my snout off.
Was that the all clear?
Do you really want to be around for like a fucking monkey to decide when you take off your fucking snout?
Jesus, I think...
Oh! Whoa! Where's that coming from?
I thought we had the all clear. Do we have the, oh no! Jesus! Oh fuck! Oh, the alarm is back!
No, God. How could they swim this deep, these goddamn apes?
Fuck. I guess. I don't know, should we put our masks on?
No, we should... Come on, no, this is good.
Oh, Jesus. It sounds like they're getting even deeper and closer. I hope that they don't have some kind of simian depth charge.
I hope that they don't get so horny they turn us all into sex apes. Whoa,
oh,
Jesus.
Shit. Somebody's angered them. Okay, wait. Maybe they pass?
No! Jesus, they've breached the hull.
Oh my god. I can't believe.
Apes.
The monkeys have breached the hull.
No!
Oh,
they're speaking their dog shit ape language.
Oh shit.
I hope these
wait,
monkeys think I'm cool.
Wait. Oh shit. Oh. It sounds
all right, like, oh. You fucked it now, dude.
Oh shit. Oh man. Uh-oh. I really hope that the monkeys aren't detonating a virus bomb.
No, God, these Russian monkeys.
Jesus Christ.
These Ukrainians. They better not- Oh, it's a depth charge.
Oh, I hope they don't fire a depth charge at us.
Well, they fired a couple.
Oh, shit!
Oh, God.
I knew that they would fire a depth charge. Jesus.
I knew I'd be killed by this.
As we don't get attacked.
I know, but the cast, we have to stop. We have to.
As long as we don't get attacked by Squid. Hang on! Wait! Wait.
I'm just feeling dead air.
I think we survived that monkey attack.
Damn, the a pox upon our houses.
Alright, well.
8 hours.
That's good.
We're gonna wait him out.
So listen, hey, Jad, do you remember when I was a boy? When you, like.
Yeah.
Taught me not to be like a hoodlum?
No. Listen, Pat, you remember when you were a boy?
Yeah.
Remind me of like a lesson I taught you. What? Alright. That's why it's
stupid.
Right.
No, it's great. Wait, hang on.
Hey, mate.
No, that's fine. Hang on.
If you get to play guitar for this, dude, hey, mate.
Hang on. Stop. Please stop doing that.
Dude, come on. I think it'll work better.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Hey, mate.
No. Hey. Professor Suleiman. Professor Slayman.
Am I supposed to be like a Mexican guy?
Oh yeah. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You're an inspiring teacher.
Amen.
You're all the inspiring teachers of every movie.
Amen. You've seen all these scripts, you've seen all these fucking
Well listen,
Amen.
Wait, hang on. My inspiring teacher, Mr. Slayman, taught me when I was a boy to not be into gangs and drugs.
Hey man, you see all these fucking gangs there, mate?
Yeah, Mr. Slayman. What of them?
Hey, por qué, bonita? Por qué? Lord!
Continue your story. I saw you. Thank you so much for telling me and my other. Don't do it! Stop.
breaks the continuity.
Alright, just keep going.
Professor Slayman. It's been 20 years. Thank you so much for teaching me and all my fellow students not to be on the streets and on drugs, you know? And to not do crimes.
Yeah, mate, I seen you was on the streets, bro. I said, no. I was like, no permiso. You remember when you were on the streets?
Yeah,
I was like, man, that was a bad thing. Hey, mate, remember, be yourself on the streets.
I was like, oh, I am a little boy from France, eh, mate?
Yeah.
I'm on the streets.
Right.
Professor Slayman.
Right, you're like,
can you please teach me to assimilate to the culture here in America, eh, man?
Right, you're like, you're like, hey, mate, I'm on the streets, man.
And I was like, oh, Professor Slayman, hey man, I want to do crime and stuff.
And then I was like, hey man, hey bro, you could be anything you want to be, bro. Ever. Hey, bro. Escúchame, por favor.
Sí.
Hey, bro, you shouldn't learn crime, bro.
What do you mean?
Bro, you shouldn't learn crime, bro.
Crime is my way of life.
Crime is fucking gay, dude. You should learn. you know what's fucking bisexual, bro? What is it? Math, bro. You know who fucks both boys and girls and the other one? Math, bro.
Mathematicians?
Math, bro. You gotta learn some math, they say.
So, Professor Slayman, are you telling me that I should learn math instead of doing crime on the street and drugs?
Hey, lo siento, bro, but you should learn some math, eh? Pinche cabrón.
Professor Slayman, eh? Are you telling me that if I learn math, I won't have to do crime on the streets?
Oh, yeah. You look like a Down syndrome freshman. Yeah, bro. Listen, bro.
I'm listening.
Dog, bro. If you want to be in the sixth grade right now.
Well, yes, I do, man.
You wanna be in the sixth grade right now? So say boom, bro. You gotta know.
Say it.
I don't know what you want me to say. There's no way to be a fucking mongoloid.
Just say it.
I wanna learn math. You should learn math.
Hey, bro. You know what you gotta do, eh? You gotta learn math, dog. You gotta learn numbers and shit, eh?
Oh, hey, Professor Slayman, maybe I will turn my life around. I'm just a little French boy.
Piche
I feel
cabrón.
Like some math would be very good for me, eh?
Yeah, piche cabrón. Chinga tu madre.
I'm gonna learn so much math, man. Yeah, that was 20 years ago and I learned math from you. Thank you, you know?
Stop, for fuck's sake, please. Listen, I'm trying to tell you a story about your childhood. You were born like...
Professor Slayman, tell me.
Oh, yeah.
You were teaching me all that inspiring shit.
Escúchame, niño.
Si?
You were born a cuck bitch.
What? Why would you say that, Professor Slayman?
Because your mom's fucked by a stranger.
Jesus. That's harsh. Math is harsh.
What's your name again?
Patrick. Listen.
Oh, yeah, Patrick. Oh, yeah, Patrice.
Yeah,
listen to me, Patrice. Your mom was...
But you kept me off drugs. And you taught me math. And you told me that my education... Stop.
No, I'm playing a song about people that kill it. Relax.
You told me that my education was the most important thing in the world.
Yeah, almost, pero... I mean, like, your education is to, like... How do I get some pussy?
No, but seriously, thank you for teaching me math and sending me on the straight path.
Oh, I taught you some math, Holmes?
Yeah,
you
want
to prove to me some math?
Sure.
Playboy?
Yeah.
What's 15 times 5?
Damn it.
You stupid bitch. You don't know?
75, is it?
Oh, what's going on? Alright, so my boy is ready, huh? He knows what 50 times 5 is.
Yeah, well, it's been 20 years since you tutored me, you know?
Boy, I thought you had to split your dick open for your enemies and fucking come on your...
So, what's the point of your visit, Professor Slayman, after 20 years of teaching me to be good and not be in the streets on drugs?
Bro, here's the thing. It's time for you to be bad, homes.
What?
It's time for you to be bad, I said.
What do you mean? Are you telling me
it's time for
bad?
You to put your balls out of fucking, if you like... Well, because it's anything... Alright, I'll say this. This is some real thing. Hey, bro. It's time for you to stop being a little pussy, eh? With your fucking, bath? With your fucking... Listen, bro, you being gay as hell with this math.
But you taught me that math was the most important thing, and that I should learn math instead of being on the streets.
I taught you that math was for pinche cabrones, eh? Y pero... This fucking, Damn, dude. Hurry. Right,
how long... We'll get to the point.
Wait.
Stop here. Get to the point, Chad.
I'm trying to figure out... Oh, we have to end this cast, dude. We're an hour and a half.
No. We haven't even gotten to poo.
Alright, we have to end an episode and then we can start a new one, but we have to fucking... Oh, Jesus! The fucking... The goddamn... The squid. They heard me playing these bad chords that you warned me against.
But listen, you know...
Jesus, the fucking squid. We have to end this episode.
No.
We can start a new one.
Man, you know... I really think it's lucky that we got over those... That we got over those fucking,
sheep.
Those... Pig... Those monkey attacks.
Stop. Please stop. Absolutely not.
Those monkey attacks. It's lucky that we got over them. And didn't have any issues. You know? Uh-oh. Wait, let's check the sonar.
No, not the goddamn these apes.
Oh no. I hope that the monkeys aren't attacking again.
I hope it's not oxen coming back for more.
Oh, Jesus.
I hope it's not regular human animals making noises.
Oh no. Oh no. It's sheep.
No.
I guess... The pox have infected the sheep.
It's come full circle.
Oh no. Jesus. It sounds like they're getting closer.
It sounds like they're getting flogged
Guys,
to death.
We're gonna have to put up a last ditch defense.
We have to fill in a ditch.
Against these sheep. Oh god, no. Jesus, I hope that those sheep don't have any pox.
Hope they don't have any pox in their paws.
Sure, sounds like they do. Oh my god.
It sounds like a dude.
They're signaling to the rest of them.
Damn, are they having a good time?
Jesus, they're serious. All right, let's prepare to fight back. Oh, Jesus! Oh, my God! Oh, we got one of them! Oh, it sounds like they're regrouping. Oh, shit.
You know this sheep has been killed and fucked by now, right? What year is this video?
Oh, shit, there's thousands of them! Oh! Dad, quickly, reload. Put down the guitar and reload. Oh, these sheep.
Oh God, the goats.
No, they've overpowered us.
Jesus, no.
Not the sheep. We should have known that irony would dictate the outcome.
Alright, death to regular... All right.
Death to America. Death to Israel.
Allahu Akbar! Death You've been listening to the Apocalypse!
Death to Palestine, death to Connecticut!
Wait, quickly, Chad, should we save our testicles?
Yes.
Okay, that means we're gonna have to pull each other's balls off!
God, no!